the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Hello, welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Let's kick right into it.
Shall we?
Those Two Girls.
Hello.
Good morning. Welcome to the week, Sarah. And I'm going to kick off with some wonderful news for Uber customers.
Well, that's okay. everyone, this should be good.
It is everyone, I suppose. So Uber Australia have just come out and said that they're now going to be rewarding riders who consistently get a 5-star rating from drivers. And the reward is that you get upgraded to a better vehicle, a more luxurious ride, and a driver who's very experienced. Okay, so if you have an outstanding rating,
yes,
you're going to get, and you order a ride, they're going to text message you and say, congrats, you're getting upgraded. We're sending a better car your way.
What an incentive. So what's your rating, Liz?
I think I'm on a 4.87. You had a terrible rating, I remember.
Well,
like,
you were much higher.
I was.
Because I just like being quiet.
Hang on. You like being quiet, but it comes across as rude.
Hang on.
And then I'd pulled you up on it.
Wait, what was yours?
Mine's 4.87, I believe.
Mine's 4.88.
Oh, I'm pleased.
I've come through.
But, you know, this whole rating system, Uber is saying that it's actually improved rider behaviour by 28%. People are using better language. They're more polite. So it does actually work.
I reckon I lost points the time I took my dad in an Uber for the first time. Dad's from the country. And he just couldn't get the concept that the ride was already prepaid.
It's so much to get around.
That you had to order it. And then he sat there in the front seat, first thing said, g'day, I'm not from here.
Okay, I feel that this is going to be fun. This is about, Sarah, when old people try and do marketing for young people. Okay, you know Event Cinemas, right? Big cinema chain around the country.
Yeah.
One particular Event Cinemas has posted to Facebook about their $7 Cheap Tuesday student tickets. Remember that?
Yes.
Like cheap movie Tuesdays, right? But this is how the post reads. OMG with two emojis. How do you do, fellow students? Cowboy emoji. Yeet yourself down to a vent in Drapilly and dab into some totally lit student savings. $7 tickets, leaving you with more dollaroos for that smash davo. What are you waiting for, fam? Hit that wall today. Skit, 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 skit. And the comments on this are possibly the best. One kid has written, uh-oh, a new boomer has unlocked the emojis button.
Oh, that's so accurate.
And then someone else has just written, boycotting this right now. Someone else, just seeing this in my newsfeed has made me very unhappy. No one is digging it.
I feel like giving them points for trying.
No, it's too much trying.
I reckon they've gone to a list of the dozen words that the youth use and they've tried to apply them. I mean, yeet yourself down.
Yeet yourself down?
I don't know if that's the right context.
Also, are any students still on Facebook? Have they posted this to the wrong platform?
I think Facebook is just for people our age. I don't think any young people are.
Has the post been written so that parents of students read it?
Could be onto something
so
there.
Is the marketing actually brilliant? Because you and I are reading it going, ha, 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 funny. Let's tell our kids $7 tickets.
True. What does dollaroo? When was the last time you used dollaroo? But when did you use that as a trendy term? Dollaroos.
Never.
I mean, are you Ned Flanders?
Oh, sorry. It's not even dollaroos. It says dollaridoos.
Well, that's a Simpsons reference, guys.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So, skus.
What's
can you
that
talk
as?
Me through that?
I don't know.
What does skus?
Are you guys sure they weren't being ironic intentionally?
Well, they could have been. But
I mean, look, it's got us talking about it.
Oh my god! And in the location, you know how under like who's posting it, you can write location. It says feeling blessed.
Okay. No, I've actually. This is brilliant. This is brilliant, brilliant marketing.
Someone else wrote, can someone come and get their dad?
It's those two girls with Liz
Use
and
yourself
Sarah.
Yourself here.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
There's a little Australian on the loose in France, Liz, and I thought you'd like to hear about it.
My motherland.
True,
how kind of you to bring a story to the table about France, the land of my father and his forefathers. Not particularly where I was born. I was born in my island home of New Caledonia.
That's right.
Anyway, continue. Who is on the loose in my home?
All right, I want to take you to the Happy Forest Tree Climbing Park, which doesn't at all sound remotely French.
Was that translated?
But it's in this area. Perhaps you
Let
can pronounce
it
correctly.
Pont du Cas, Aquitaine. I know
right.
It. It's in the south of France.
What? Okay. Now, there's a zoo.
Erin, don't ever doubt how French I am, okay?
When you laugh
like that, it makes me question.
Well, may I continue? There is a zoo at the Happy Forest Tree Climbing Park.
Okay.
Now, sacre bleu, a tree fell on part of the fence at the zoo, allowing a little Australian wallaby to escape. It is on the loose. It has said hooroo to the zoo, and it has jumped off.
Well,
we don't know where to find him.
Well, he ain't no pouch potato, Sarah. And you know what? I am rooting for him to get back to Australia.
Do you think French people have seen it and said, wallaby damned?
Oh. No, I think he's jumped out of the enclosure to go meet his wallaby. It'd be rude not to.
I don't get that one.
What do you mean you don't get it? It's a rude. Also, I want to end it with a joke. What did the kangaroo say while volunteering at the homeless shelter?
What?
Marsupial?
We have to go.
Yeah, marsupial.
Et voilà. Liz, I don't know about your family, but do you have older relatives who suddenly develop a vested interest in documenting the family ancestry?
Oh, yes. My grandmother, Ghislaine, I reckon she turned 75. She's now 85. But when she turned, 70-ish, she became obsessed with, mapping out the family tree and going through the annals of both sides of the family and just so interested in it. It's really boring when you're listening to that and you're not interested in genealogy.
Yep. I've got a few relos who have just gone hardcore finding cousins and saying all over
that?
The world.
Why is that?
I think it's as you start to approach the pointy end of life. Maybe you start getting curious. I'm not sure. But I've got an easier way to find a relative. Let me take you overseas to America, to the small town of New Athens in Illinois.
Okay.
A lady named Michelle, who decided to do a little experiment with a helium balloon. Now, she tied a little bag to the helium balloon with a note inside it that said, wherever you find this balloon, please call or text me just so I know where it landed. And she let it go up into the sky. There it flew away. And it landed.
Blue, flew. Shoo, shoo.
Hooroo.
Hooroo.
It landed 270 kilometres away.
What?
On the road in a little town in Kentucky called Clinton.
Okay.
Now, a man named Tommy happened to be working on the road that day. He saw the silver balloon, picked it up, noticed the note, opened the bag, and sent a text message to Michelle and said, hey, Michelle, it's Tommy. I found your balloon here in Clinton, Kentucky. She replied along the lines of, that's wonderful. That's amazing. And also, I used to spend my summer holidays in Clinton, Kentucky with my grandparents.
What a coincidence.
Right? She told Tommy her grandmother's name, which turned out to be his mother's maiden name. They got to talking and realized their great grandfathers were brothers.
No.
Making them second cousins. Boom.
Wow.
Oh, how's wow. that for a bit of family genealogy?
I am rushing to the store right now to buy me a helium balloon in silver.
I don't know if it's going to make it to New Caledonia from here, Liz.
Sarah, I might have a long-lost cousin somewhere else, 270 kilometres from where we are right now.
What if it was me?
Oh,
what if we found
again.
Out?
We were, can I get away from
you? My grandmother has French blood
should
in her.
Should we try it?
I think we should.
Imagine if I released a balloon here and just imagine if it floated to your house.
I mean, I think Greta Thunberg would have something to say about it. I don't really want to be releasing balloons into the
atmosphere. There are some that are good for the environment.
Are there?
Yeah.
Not good, well, but okay.
Well, not better. Yeah, they're better, aren't they?
Those two girls.
Better for Greta. Those two girls. Guys, I love reading stories where I feel a connection to another human being and go, yes, I understand you.
Mm-hmm.
None more so than a teenage boy.
Oh, this is sounding bang on who you are already.
A 16-year-old teenager from Yorktown in New York who was arrested after he refused to leave his local Kmart. I mean, relatable, okay?
What time was this? How long had he been well, there look, for? That's very drastic to come and get the handcuffs on
you. He had been asked to leave the store on numerous occasions. Perhaps it was approaching the 9 p.m. closing time. I don't know, Sarah, but you know how good Kmart is.
Yeah.
You know, and he just didn't want to leave, did he?
I feel you're
there's too
more,
many aisles. There's too much goodness to discover.
I don't want to interrupt you, but I feel you're more invested in Kmart than I am.
Oh, that's a big call.
Why don't everyone is invested in Kmart.
I do like Kmart, but you know how there are all those Facebook groups about Kmart hacks and Kmart bargains and what have you? I think that's more your scene than mine.
Really?
Yeah.
You would not happily be locked in a Kmart.
I would prefer another store, if I'm honest.
Please don't say something offensive like a bookshop.
I have
something.
One too.
What's yours as?
Mine is IKEA. They have everything. I'm a real IKEA guy at the moment.
This is because you've just moved out of home at the grand old age of 23.
But just think about
and
IKEA.
You've been essentially living at IKEA. Yeah,
they have everything you need. Dollar hot dogs? Tick.
Weird meatballs, tick.
Well, don't turn on the meatballs.
You could sleep, you could, I mean, yeah, I get it. I get it with IKEA.
What's yours, Sarah?
Well, I think I would go for
I feel though going
a
back
really
to Kmart.
Plush furniture store, like an Oz design.
But Sarah, what are you doing?
So pretentious.
Sarah.
What?
Think about it. The reason I would refuse to leave a Kmart like this youngster is that all of your life errands can be run. You think about it. If you're locked in there, if you refuse to leave, all your birthday gifts, all your wrapping paper, all your stupid things for school, crazy socks day, yellow shirt day, blue, you get it all. You do your entire year's worth of errands in one hit.
Can we see if you can hang out at a Kmart for long enough to get arrested so that then this can become a global story about a 39-year-old Australian woman? Because that's more Kmart's demo.
I'll put my body on the line.
A very interesting conversation online where people ask total strangers if behaviours they have are actually normal. For example, does anyone else take photos of themselves with their eyes closed just to see what they look like when they're sleeping?
No.
I think I've done it once.
But that will never, ever, ever be a natural sleep face because you're still posing,
right? No, it's not. That's right.
You could take that photo, but it's not going to be an accurate depiction because, I mean, for instance, I've seen Lise when she sleeps. She has a mouth guard in. Her jaw is slack. She has an eyebrow. And she, I mean, the smell of the balm that she uses to lull herself off to sleep can't be captured either. But that is, you would never take a selfie of yourself.
No, it would
like
never
that.
Be accurate.
It
You're
would
right.
never be accurate.
What else are people asking that's normal? And also, why would you ask complete strangers?
Just, you know, validation.
Validation.
All right. Somebody else has said, okay, quick question. Does anyone else eat kiwis like this? I'm not talking about New Zealand people. I'm talking about kiwi fruit.
Okay.
Where they have just chomped it in half, skin and all. There's
just
the
like
photo.
An apple, like just plowed into it like an apple.
Eaten the kiwi fruit skin.
With the skin. Yeah, people do eat the skin, but I can't do
that's
that.
That's not normal.
No.
That's highly.
But apparently outstanding vitamin intake.
Well, I mean, the roughage would be next level. Does anyone else always say hum when they yawn? I think everyone does.
What?
Oh, gosh. I don't say hum. As is gone.
And this I was one, genuinely yawning.
This one.
I'm trying
this
to think
one
of something.
Is it. When you put the hairdryer on, does everyone think they can hear their kid crying?
What?
Yes. Yes. 1,000 times yes. I swear to God, you put that thing on, it's in your ear, and somewhere in the distance you hear a... It is.
That is so true, Sarah.
So true. And finally, one that I can personally relate to, is it just me or does anyone else always have a favourite loo they use at work?
Oh,
everyone has one.
We know that
everyone
about you. That. It's the first one on the left.
Does anyone always feel the need to point out cows when they see them?
Never.
Please, you do it all the time. Always.
What, when
you
I see you?
Go like,
oh, that's unnecessary.
Oh, look, the week's off to a good start. Moo!
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Good to be back with you for a Monday morning.
I need so much coffee. This is the most I've ever needed coffee right this moment in time.
That's a lot, Lise.
What, Sarah? You're not... I know. I don't know.
I think you're getting into the end of the year lull.
I know.
Where we've had that last long weekend.
Can't.
And you feel like you've got such a stretch until you go on holidays. This
I
is
feel
it. You've
stretched.
Got 3 p.m. itis.
I feel stretched.
At 6:05 a.m.
I know.
Would you like me to make you one?
Yes.
Is that why you've said that? Hmm. This stupid bloody broken foot. I'm so over it.
And on that note, we might call it early.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Tickety-boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls Catch-Up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.